Welcome to the Celeste Evolve podcast, where transformation meets inspiration. I'm your host, Tanya, inviting you on a journey of self-discovery, empowerment, and healing. In each episode, we dive deep into the realms of spirituality, energy healing, and personal growth, uncovering powerful insights and techniques to help you live a more fulfilling life. Join me as I share candid conversations with experts and everyday heroes, revealing their stories of overcoming challenges, finding purpose, and embracing authenticity. Whether you're seeking guidance, inspiration, or simply a reminder that you're not alone on your journey, this podcast is your safe space to explore, learn, and grow. So grab your headphones, open your heart, and let's embark on this transformative adventure together. Get ready to unlock the power within and create the life you've always dreamed of. Disclaimer: the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the guest and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of Celeste Evolve, its subsidiaries, or any entities they represent. In today's episode, we have body and belief code practitioner Reema Aidasani sharing a spiritual journey from a toxic corporate job to a fulfilling path of spiritual awakening and energy healing. Reema opens up about her transformational moment when she realized that she wasn't living the life she wanted and bravely asked the universe for guidance, who then provides the answers in a vision to her. We will also explore the fascinating world of emotion and body code therapy with Reema as she discusses its profound impact on releasing trapped emotions and restoring balance. It was a fascinating conversation, to say the least, and I'm so excited to have our first guest on the show. So without any further ado, let's dive right in. Hey everyone, welcome to the Celeste Evolve podcast. Today on the show, we have Reema Aidasani, body and belief code practitioner. I'm so excited to have Reema on the show. Welcome to the show, Reema.
Hi, Tanya. Thank you so much for having me here, and I am so excited to be here and share all the wonderful stuff that I have in store.
So before we begin, the first question for you, before you ventured into this magical world of energy and body code, what was your life like?
Wow, I can't even remember, but so my background is PR. Mm-hmm. I'm a graduate in mass media. So my first job was in a PR agency. And in my life, I was always a little bit exposed to spirituality. My mom has been meditating since I was six. So I was always exposed to that side, but I never really connected to it until much later. And that was when I was working and things were going downhill for me. I was stuck in a job where I couldn't find meaning. I was stuck in an environment that was extremely toxic for me. And that's when it hit me that this is not the life that I want to live. And I started venturing out into different things. I went out and I seeked the help that I needed. And that's when everything started.
I remember you mentioning about that instant when you decided that this is the moment. Right now, I don't know if I can say I'm stuck at a job because I'm not being traumatized at the job. But then I know that there's always going to be something else that is going to be so much more exciting than this. So you can't exactly quit it. You don't know when is the right time to quit.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you do? I think that's a lot more worse than being at a job that you hate. So was there an instance where you were like, this is it? Like, what led you to deciding, that's it, I'm quitting?
So, you know, I had several moments where I had that feeling, that intensity that I can't be here, I need to quit. And that came in stages. So for me, the first time this happened was where I was at odds with my boss with something. I actually was not getting the leaves that I asked for. And I mean, it might sound like a really small thing, but that's when I started questioning things. For example, for me, it was like, okay, I'm making money, but people make money to make their lives more comfortable.
Yeah.
To live a happier life. But for me, I just was stuck because I felt like I'm making this money, but I'm not there with my family, or I'm not there doing the things that I wanted to do, you know? And I realized that, no, this is not how I want to live, you know? This is not how I want to spend every day of my life. And that moment came in when I actually started working with an energy healer at that point, because I felt like I was going downhill. My mental health was affected. I was confused. I had no purpose, no idea what I should be doing. And that's when I went out and I seek the help that I needed. And while going through those sessions, I had this moment where I was in the office alone and I started weeping. I started crying. There was no one there, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at this wall in front of me, and we had this beautiful graffiti wall. And I looked at that and I just looked up and I said, Universe, I know there is something out there for me. And I know this is not it. I know that I am not meant to be doing this. So please show me something. You know, I'm not asking for the entire picture, but I'm asking for a sign. And I closed my eyes. And while I was crying, I literally saw myself in front of people. Now, I had no idea what that meant because I got a little scared because I, by nature, I'm a little bit introverted. So for me to see something like that really overwhelmed me. But with that came this wave of peace that I had never felt before. It was almost as if the universe is telling me, hold on, don't worry, everything will be fine. And in that moment, I stopped crying and I felt suddenly very happy. And that was the first time I had that inclination that that's it, I need to be doing something else, I need to quit. But it wasn't until a year later after that I actually made the decision to actually do it. So I actually had my my resignation email in my inbox for 3 months before I actually sent it out. Oh, actually, long within that, I drafted it and it was there and I kept it in my inbox. And every day my colleague would ask me, did you send it out? Did you send it out? And I'll be like, no, no, no. And then finally I did it.
It's like the manifestation of resignation, you know, it's like that. You keep doing it.
Yes.
That's so interesting because when you mentioned that you asked the universe, right? Yes. And then you mentioned your mom does meditation. So what was your religious background? Like, were you in any sort of religion, or from the beginning you were always praying to the universe, you know?
So I actually grew up very confused about religion because at one end, I saw my mom meditating. I saw my aunt meditating. And then the other side, I saw my dad, who was a little more religious. But the good part, I mean, I was blessed because nobody really pushed me into believing anything. My parents always gave me the freedom to explore whatever it is that I wanted to explore. But that also led to a little bit of confusion for me. So while growing up, I mean, I come from an Indian background. So I was always confused about gods and things like that. So I ended up praying to everybody. Whoever would listen to me, I would pray to them. But, you know, I never felt truly connected to prayer or religion or anything of that matter, actually. And I was okay with that. You know, I was okay because nobody actually put me down for it. And honestly, I never even shared it with anybody that, yes, you know, I can't connect to God or the universe, nothing. It was much later when I started my own spiritual journey, when I started reading, when I started meditating, that's when I actually established a connection to a higher power, I would say.
Yeah. The reason why I was asking is because I ventured into this whole spirituality thing because something terrible happened in my life. And then it was like, that's it, I'm not going to pray anymore. But then what happened is I started seeing the God within me. I started seeing the power that we have within us. Until then, it's always like we are always bowing down. We are so sinned. We sometimes feel like we are not worthy of anything because we are. Sometimes even being rich makes you feel like you're guilty, okay? Because there are other people who are less fortunate than you. So I guess that is one good reason why you were able to dive into emotion code and get into those in a little more deeper manner and have the confidence in it. So my next question is, when did you know something called the body and belief code existed? Like, how did you get into it and what does it mean?
So after I quit my job, I took months to just connect and understand what it is that I like to do. And that's when I actually stumbled upon energy healing. Actually, I stumbled upon energy healing much before that while I was working. But only after I quit, I realized that, okay, I need to learn this. I need to understand energy healing, what this is. And my only intention of doing all of this was to help myself. I had no interest of doing this professionally. I had no interest, to be brutally honest. I didn't have any interest in helping anybody at that point because I felt like I'm in some deep trouble. So I just started this by learning different modalities. I actually started by doing Reiki, Theta healing. I dived into many, many other modalities and I loved all of them because they helped me grow. They helped me get rid of some fears that I was holding, some belief systems that I was holding. So that's how I started. And then I think during COVID 2020, I stumbled upon body code, emotion code, and belief code. So, and the way I stumbled upon it is I met a practitioner who was in the US, and I did a session with her, and it was magical. It was a very, very powerful session. At that point, I was experiencing some backache issues. So that's what I did the session for. And it was really powerful. But at that point, to do the emotion code and the body code, you needed to go to the US to do it. It wasn't available online. There was no such thing. And then when COVID came, a friend told me that this is now available online to get certified into it. So COVID was the best time for me to jump into it. And before that, I anyway had a lot of experience with energy healing. I wasn't doing it professionally, but I was very much working on myself. You know, if friends or family would ask for help, then I would do it. And during COVID, this came along and I dived right into it. And it helped me a lot because obviously at that point, things were not great. You know, people were suffering emotionally, mentally, physically. So this really helped me out.
Can you tell me more about this session? Why do you say it was powerful? Did your back pain go away?
A quick breather. Take a moment to stretch, grab a drink, and we'll be right back.
So emotion code and body code, firstly, it's all about tapping into the subconscious mind and releasing emotions, imbalances that are trapped in the body that are creating certain issues. So when I tried this, I had a tailbone pain, actually. It was very, very intense. And during my session, the practitioner was releasing certain emotions within me. Now, I remember there was this one point during the session where I felt a sharp shooting pain in my tailbone. And it was so intense. It felt like something just left my body.
Online?
Yes, online. And it was so powerful and so intense that the minute it left, 5 minutes after the session, while she was still doing the session, I felt extremely tired. And this was in the middle of the afternoon, so I was wide awake. You know, it was not like it was the middle of the night and it was time to sleep. No, I was fully awake, middle of the day. She did the session and suddenly I felt exhausted, almost to the point where I just wanted to take a nap. And when she finished the session, I realized that my pain instantly, like from a 10, it went down to a 2 immediately. And then I told her that I'm extremely tired. I'm exhausted suddenly. And she mentioned to, if possible, just take a nap at that point. And I said, okay. And thank God it was a weekend. So I finished my session and I took a nap and I slept for 3 hours straight.
Wow.
In the middle of the day. And when I woke up, I felt so good. I felt lighter. My pain was gone from a 10 to a 2 at that point. So this is just one session. It really helped me. So that's when I realized that this is really powerful. And it was really amazing because the kind of information that she was giving me with regards to the emotions, it was about what age did I trap this emotion.
Can you tell me more, like when you say the emotion, how did she find out? How does this session work? Like, are you put to sleep when they ask you questions? Or how does this session work?
How a session works is it's like you and me talking right now. So you are not, as a client, you're not put into hypnosis or into sleep, nothing like that. It's like you and me having a chat right now. So what does the practitioner do? They actually connect with you, with your subconscious mind, using muscle testing. Now, muscle testing is a way for you to connect to the client's subconscious mind so that you can get the information that you need that would allow you to understand what's going on with the client. So there are many different ways actually to muscle test. You know, there is something called a sway test. People use the finger method. I like to use a pendulum because I've been working with it for years now. So once I connect with the client's subconscious mind, we look at what is exactly causing a certain issue. For example, for me, it was my back pain, right? So she tapped into me and asked what exactly is causing this. So I use a set of charts and a software. And once I tap in, let's say you're my client and I tap into your subconscious mind. So I'll ask, okay, ask Tanya, what is causing this backache? Then it would take me to certain charts. These could be charts about emotions, traumas, belief systems that we are holding, a certain organ or gland in the body that's not functioning properly. And the reason why it's not functioning properly, it could be toxins, emotions, unprocessed trauma, etc. So it's basically through muscle testing that the practitioner is guided to see what exactly is causing an issue. And with that, they'll also tell you what age was this trap. So for example, I'll be like, okay, Tanya, there is some sadness from age 10 that is contributing to this backache. And then immediately your mind will start looking for those memories. Now, the beautiful part about this is that you don't need to remember what happened. So whether you remember or not what happened at 10 does not influence my session, because your subconscious mind knows exactly what happened. How old were you? Where were you? What were you wearing? Everything. It knows exactly what happened. So it knows what emotion got trapped there that is directly or indirectly contributing to that issue. So you don't need to go back to the memory. You don't need to relive those memories. You don't need to do anything. You just have to be open and just listen. And of course, sometimes when I'm doing sessions, clients do say that, yes, I remember exactly what happened. I can connect with that. I know what happened. So in that sense, the client gets an idea. But even if there is somebody who doesn't remember, that's completely okay. Because once we identify the emotion, we release it using magnetic energy. Mm-hmm. And magnetic energy, so there are different ways of doing this. So magnetic energy, you can use magnets, or sometimes I use my hands because humans produce magnetic energy. We're surrounded by magnetic energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing because it's almost like pulling the emotion out of your body. So sometimes you do feel it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people yawn a lot during a session because that's their body processing. Sometimes I have clients who suddenly start crying. And sometimes you feel absolutely nothing, which is also fine because we have to understand that everybody processes differently. So there are sometimes when I'm doing sessions on myself, I feel nothing sometimes now because it's been really long now. So my body's sort of used to the process, used to the method. But even if you feel nothing, it's still working because we are still releasing stuff.
And I had one scene on Instagram where this lady was doing all of this using her fingers. And I never understood what it was. She's talking about releasing these emotional blockages itself. And she's doing an online session and she's using her fingers to show this. And the other person is getting like seizures, or they were just moving and shaking so much. And I never understood what it was until you said that everyone has those magnetic properties in them. And that's what you're using to release it. So my next question is, what if it's something that's trapped in your past life? What if it's something like that? Will that still be lodged in your body as like blockages?
A quick breather. Take a moment to stretch, grab a drink, and we'll be right back.
Yes. So what happens is when, you know, with past life things, it's like the memory, the information, or whatever you experienced in your past life is stored in your soul or in your energy field. So what happens is when your parents conceived you, that information also came along. So all of that can be trapped in the body. It can also be trapped in your aura, in your chakra systems, whatever it is. So it is all there. Or especially if it's something very traumatic, you will feel that it's there.
Mm-hmm. And you yourself didn't know that there was something like an emotion trapped in your body, right? And what it was that was causing it. So let's say it's an outsider, like for me, for example. How do I know that there is an emotion trapped in me? How can I check it myself? Like, how do I know it's time for me to go and speak to a practitioner like yourself?
So almost any challenge that you're going through for sure has some imbalance, some trapped emotions, some unprocessed trauma that is stuck in the body that is creating that issue for you. So the best way to understand whether something is stuck in you or not is to look at your own life, actually. To see what is not working in your life, where the pains and aches are in your body. You know, what triggers you? What really upsets you, you know? And also, once you understand that, you know that, okay, there is something that's not in alignment. There's something that is imbalanced. That's when you understand that, okay, you know, maybe it's time to see a practitioner. Another way is there are various different ways to muscle test. So if you read the Emotion Code book, in that book, they also teach you how to muscle test. There are over 7 to 8 different methods when it comes to muscle testing. So when you learn how to muscle test, you yourself can start checking and identifying what is causing a certain issue. If there is a particular trauma that is trapped, that is creating something in your life, So it's a very empowering tool, because once you learn it, you can work on yourself as well and identify all of this as well.
Is this tool available online for everyone to use?
Yes. So the Emotion Code book, when you read it, one of the chapters touches upon muscle testing, and it describes all the different ways in which you can muscle test. So, and it's beautiful, because if you can't resonate with one type of muscle testing, there are various different ways as well. So that's why for me, I love using the pendulum, because before the Emotion Code and Body Code came into my life, I was anyway using a pendulum to do my healing. So it was something that I was well acquainted with. So it was easy for me to learn it as well, because I didn't have to also go through that whole process of, you know, a muscle testing and learning how to do it. That can take time, but you know what? It's worth it.
I remember watching Dr. Bradley Nelson. He's the guy for this, right?
Okay.
So when you first mentioned that you do Emotion Code and this is what you do, the first thing that came to my mind was he had spoken about this client that he had who was having severe pain in her body. And when he did the test, what he does to do the test is he has a software and he asks them questions, and they have to say yes or no to it. And then it's from a flow diagram or something he finds out. And in her subconscious mind, she mentioned chromium. She mentioned that there is this particular element that is missing in her body. And she doesn't even know what that is, right? And once she stopped consuming it, the whole pain just disappeared. So it was that quick when they do it. So because you're talking about energy being trapped in your body, what does it mean that there is these energy blockages that is being trapped in the animals that we eat? Will it affect how our energy as well? Because let's say I'm a non-veg person and the animals are being slaughtered. They're going through pain. They're going through trauma. Will that get blocked, logged into their body? And will it get transferred to me while I'm having food?
Yes, it does affect you. That's why, you know, it's so important to be very mindful of what you're consuming. And when I say consuming, it's not just like in this case, you mentioned food, right? Veg or non-vegetarian. But it's also what you're consuming in terms of what you're watching, what you're reading, who you're hanging out. Because all of that contributes to your energy, your emotional health, your energetic health. So it's all of that. But yes, it is. Various studies show that, you know, when you're slaughtering animals at that point, they are going through intense fear, you know.
Yeah.
So when that's happening, that fear is sort of lodged in their body. So when you're consuming that, your vibrations get imbalanced as well.
Yeah, this makes sense, because one of the things that they say in order to attract abundance into your life as well is to maintain high vibration. So they talk about eating high vibrational food and consuming high vibrational content and so on. So my last question, do you have any final words for the audience?
I would say, be very open when you are going through your spiritual journey. It's very important to follow your inner guidance. And when you're ready, things will just appear for you. All you have to do is intend. Because I remember when I was going through this journey, and I understand because now we live in a world where there's so much information out there that it can get a bit overwhelming for people. So I would always tell people that connect with yourself and follow that. And things will just appear. For me, for example, the right people appeared. The right teachers appeared. The right books showed up in my life. You know, someone would say the right thing. And follow that. Don't question it. You know, we have this habit of going into our logical mind and start thinking, start doubting, start questioning things. But when you're in the flow, when you are in this path, it's always important to understand and follow that inner guidance. Don't ignore it. Because the more you follow that, the more that intuitive power is going to increase within yourself. And when that increases, life just becomes so much easier. And it's funny because what your intuition will say and what your mind will say is different.
Yeah.
And sometimes the challenge is following that, because what we want and what the intuition is guiding us to sometimes are in conflict.
Yeah.
So follow that. And another thing is, don't be scared of asking for help.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Because I really feel that a lot of people think that they got to do it on their own. You know, it's not about being dependent, but it's about being interdependent. We all need each other. We all need people. We all need connections. We all need help at some point, you know. So don't be scared of asking for that help. It doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you less or anything, it actually makes you brave. So don't be scared. You know, if you're struggling with something, if there's something that you feel like you need somebody to talk to or get professional help or anything, just do it. You don't have to suffer in silence.
That makes total sense, because even when I'm trying to pray, I don't ask for help because I think I can do it on my own.
Yes.
But now I keep asking, okay, should I, for every simple thing, I'm like, should I take this meeting? Should I speak to this person? Should I respond to this person? There's always the first answer that comes to my mind. I just do it accordingly. Yes. That was like such a beautiful advice. And lastly, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram. And you can also find me at Miracles.
At Miracles.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rima. It was such a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sunny. It was lovely meeting you and connecting with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank Rima so much for coming on the show and sharing her story with us. If you want links to anything we spoke about today, head over to the show notes at www.celestevolve.com/1. And if you've only been listening to this over podcast and you want to watch this amazing conversation, please subscribe to our YouTube channel at www.celestevolve.com/YouTube.